load that trailer safely to ensure you enjoy more OHV rides. We have tips on the way next on Western Life Radio. Summer has officially begun, and Sportsman's Warehouse has everything you need for your next outdoor adventure. From hiking to camping to shooting, ready for some fishing? Sportsman's Warehouse has all the rods, reels, baits, and nets you need for success. And hunting season will be here before you know it, so bring in your bows for free tune-ups. The best part of all is that at Sportsman's Warehouse, you'll find knowledgeable people who are passionate about what they do, and they will get you just what you need. Sportsman's Warehouse, take it outside.
Play safe on the water. In Utah, youth 12 to 17 must pass an approved safety class prior to operating personal watercraft on Utah waters. Classes are offered statewide. Register now or get more information by calling 801-538-BOAT. Visit stateparks.utah.gov. This message brought to you by the Utah State Parks Boating Program.
Load and unload that OHV safely to avoid damage to your ride. Chris Haller with Utah State Parks and Recreation shares some tips.
And so as we unload those ATVs or motorcycles or UTVs from either a truck or a trailer, we may forget about, hey, we need to secure the ramps to either the truck, the tailgate, or the trailer frame as well. And you have bungee cords and tie downs that help facilitate that machine as you're going to your destination. But then we also need to make sure that that ramp, that loading and unloading ramp, is secured to the machine so it doesn't slide out from underneath us. I mean, obviously, most of us probably have seen the videos on YouTube of the different types of ATV accidents that have occurred. Yeah, they're funny to watch, but you know what? I don't want any of our folks in Utah to be some of those people on the YouTube videos that we're poking fun at. And so make sure to secure your ramp. Make sure that you shift your weight accordingly as you're either loading or unloading. This is just exactly like you would be if you're going up a hill or coming down a hill. You know, if you're unloading, make sure that you keep your weight to the forward half of the machine until it comes down off the trailer, and then apply it to the rear of the machine. And then go in a low gear. If you have four low, we would encourage it. Let that engine keep that gravity back and slowly apply those brakes. As you're loading up the machine, once again, shift your weight forward. Make sure you have enough momentum to get you up.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.